You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. It's day three of the NJ Transit train engineer strike. Talks between transit officials and the engineers union are expected to pick up today, both sides being joined by members of the National Mediation Board. Mark Wallace is the national president of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen.
Our members on New Jersey Transit make $10 less an hour than comparable railroads on Long Island Railroad and Amtrak in the region. And so what they've been seeking for the last 6 years is just parity with the locomotive engineers that they go to work beside of every day.
But New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Calori says the agency can't afford the increase the union wants.
No point in making a deal with this union, which will lead to the bankruptcy of the agency, if not the state.
Hundreds of thousands of commuters have been left scrambling to find alternative transportation. NJT says it will surge buses to replace the train service, but admits it can't possibly make up the difference. South Jersey's Riverline Light Rail is not affected by the strike, nor is bus service. A man was shot and killed in broad daylight in Lower Providence, Montgomery County. The DA's office says it happened just before 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Ridge Pike and Cross Keys Road, right near Collegeville Italian Bakery. This man lives nearby.
You know, you want to be prepared and be alert and have situational awareness. I mean, anything can happen anywhere at any time, and I think what happened today has kind of proven that to us. You might not think that this is maybe the area that things like that are less likely to happen, but again, you know, anything can happen at any time.
He was speaking to NBC 10. Police found the 47-year-old victim at the scene with multiple gunshot wounds. He later died in the hospital. A suspect has been arrested and is in custody in that Montgomery County murder. Organizers canceled the second day of the Stokesbury Cup Regatta after rainstorms brought the Schuylkill River to unsafe levels. The world's largest high school regatta was able to get competition in on Friday, despite dealing with similar issues. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more.
Coaches and students were told early that the day's races would be canceled. And according to Coach Lauren Arundel from Montclair High School, the conditions on day one were a sign.
We kind of knew because of the conditions that it was a possibility. And looking at the river, there is no way that I think anybody would feel comfortable about sending out kids in this kind of weather.
It rained for a good part of the day Friday, and students like Alex said it affected the conditions on the water.
There's a lot of debris coming down, and the flow went up to around, I think, 16,000. So it would be really unsafe for boats to go out. And yesterday there was a lot of boats hitting one another.
Despite the cancellation, regatta officials still gave students their well-earned trophies and medals in an awards ceremony. Freshman Christian Robinson, who won gold, says despite conditions, they still had a good time.
It feels really good, but, you know, a little bit weird because we didn't get to move on to semis and do the heat racing, but we'll take it. We did what we needed to do, and we got it done.
New Jersey is entering into a licensing system for social workers with other states. This is to make sure more people who need help can get it when it's available. Details on this new law from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Currently, social workers in New Jersey can only serve people here, and people here can't be seen by social workers from out of state. That is changing under a new bill signed into law by Governor Phil Murphy. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald says it adds New Jersey to a nearly 30-state network for trained and licensed social workers.
This is helping us address the shortage in New Jersey, but it is also allowing our social workers in New Jersey to benefit from the compact in other states.
He says it also opens the door to virtual visits.
I think with the widely gained acceptance of telemedicine, it would also allow patients and families to get the treatment their loved ones need in a much more rapid timeline than the 12-week waiting period we're currently experiencing.
Legislation to join the Social Work Licensure Compact is still pending in Delaware and Pennsylvania, and no multi-state licenses have been issued yet where the law is already enacted, and it could take 12 to 24 months for implementation.
This weekend's Fan Expo turned the Philadelphia Convention Center into a playground of comics, games, cosplay, and more. KYW's Nigel Thompson was among the thousands that came out.
Chad from North Philly has always been into Marvel comics and anime, but said those interests weren't always well received by his peers.
I never got bullied, but I used to get clowned on. I would clown on people back, but I used to get clowned on for like in Spider-Man and anime.
But at Fan Expo, now donning his own Spider-Man cosplay, Chad said he's found a community.
Now seeing that, like, a bunch of people like it. It's the most popular thing. It's like a surreal feeling, you know? It's like, oh, wow. Little me would have loved this.
There were comic and video game shops, merchandise of all kinds for any pop culture character or series you can think of, and a chance to meet some of the biggest stars in the industry. Natalie from Delaware came to see Christina V, a voice actor for Sailor Moon and a host of other animes, cartoons, and video games.
She's really nice. She really, like, wants to get to know you a lot. But it is a really long line, though. I will say that. Worth it, though.
Other stars at the convention center this weekend include Mel Gibson, Christopher Lloyd, and John Boyega, to name a few.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.